Greetings, dear ones, and it's time for another midweek miracle episode. I've been so lucky this summer to have lots of time to produce podcast episodes, and that means I've been bringing you two every week. And while it's been a lot of work, it's also been a lot of fun. It has been utterly thrilling meeting so many diverse human beings and bringing their stories to you all. And this week is no exception. I'm going to introduce you to Carl Beckstrand. Now, a little bit about him. He's a college media professor and he runs Premio Publishing, which boasts over 200 multicultural offerings. And we talk about it a little bit later in the episode, but Carl is also a writer and an author. And to be honest, he is prolific. And as a fellow author, I was kind of left gobsmacked at how much he's put out into the world. He has many fabulous ancestors, and they've all immigrated from so many different places in the world: South Africa, Sweden, Scotland, Switzerland, France, England, and Ireland. And he's lived so many other places. He truly is what they call a Heinz 57 of the world. So a mix of so many different cultures and countries. It was just kind of really fun for me to get to know who he is as a human being. I do want to let you know there is a trigger warning for this episode. Carl does discuss child sexual assault, and it ties in with his miracle story and how he came to understand himself and heal from that legacy of childhood sexual assault. It is a powerful episode. It is a powerful story. But for those of you who have tender hearts, this story that Carl tells, if it might affect you negatively, please do take care of yourself and take care of your heart. So now, this very next episode and this incredibly powerful and potent story from Carl Beckstrand.
And yeah, I had a rough time dealing with such an adult topic at such a young age, trying to figure out who I was and what I should be doing. And then as a young adult, finding that I was actually out of control, that I was being sexual with people that I didn't even want to be with and couldn't stop. And so for me, transformation happened kind of contrary to my efforts, because like everything I tried to get out of the compulsion didn't work. Nothing worked. My life has been about evolution and transformation. And I think each one of us, so you hear people say often, oh, I'm just that way. That's just the way I am. But really, if someone were to look at their life, not just by decades, but by 5-year increments, even, they would see huge change. We just change. Even when we're not trying to change, we change. And I think it's awesome. So for me, one of the huge transformations that happened for me was I was exposed to sex when I was 8 years old. A kid was showing me sex. And I mean, being sexual, sex with me. And I didn't even know what it was. And that totally altered the course of my life. And you think, oh, that's just tragedy. And yeah, I had a rough time dealing with such an adult topic at such a young age, trying to figure out who I was and what I should be doing. And then as a young adult, finding that I was actually out of control, that I was being sexual with people that I didn't even want to be with and couldn't stop. And so for me, transformation happened kind of contrary to my efforts, because like everything I tried to get out of the compulsion didn't work. Nothing worked. And I had a church leader advise me to go to a group and talk to a group of people rather than just to him. And that was the last thing I wanted to do. But I found that as I was vocal about who I was and what was going on in my life, that the compulsive nature of what was happening changed. I feel like God stepped in. As soon as I could be honest about myself with other people, God stepped in. Because the fact that I am not a compulsive sex addict today wasn't my doing.
A wrap on another episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast. I need to thank my guest, Carl Beckstrand, for sharing such an intimate and vulnerable story, and for teaching us that there are always new ways that we can approach issues in our lives, even issues where addiction is involved. There is always hope. And there are always answers to these questions that we seem to think might be insurmountable. There will be a link to his website in the episode show notes, so you can check out all of the incredible offerings that he's bringing forth, not only from his own hands, because he certainly has many books on there that he's written, but also from other authors. I need to thank each and every one of you who listens to this podcast. It is a labor of love. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Carl. Be open to novel solutions to whatever issues or problems you have in your life. Even though it might be uncomfortable, even though it might be something that makes you cringe, maybe that solution is exactly what you need. So be open like Carl, be open to the mystery of what's unfolding around you, and take advantage of every solution and every opportunity that comes your way.